So we meet on the first Sunday after Christmas. I welcome you. I trust you've had a good time and that you will continue to rejoice because Jesus has come into our world. Our first song, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Let us pray. Living God, may the worship we have shared this Christmas lead to acts of service which transform people. May the carols that we have sung this Christmas help others to sing even in their sadness. May the gifts we have exchanged this Christmas deepen our spirit of giving throughout the year. May the candles we have lit this Christmas remind us that you intend no one to live in darkness. May the new people that we may have met this Christmas remind us that we meet you in our neighbours. May the gathering together of family and friends this Christmas make us appreciate anew the gift of our loved ones, and be with those, Lord, that we've been unable to share this Christmas with because of this virus. And Lord, may we have victory over this virus. May the stories we have told again this Christmas be good news of great joy to us and to all people, on our lips and in our lives. May the ways you have come close to us this Christmas not be forgiven, but hidden in our memories. Be a rich response to live us up when times are painful and humble. When things go well, for you are our life, our light, and our salvation, not just this season, but always. And this is because Jesus Christ is our King. And as believers, we are part of His kingdom. Amen. Now we're going to sing, O Worship the King.
And so I tell you not to worry about the food you need to stay alive or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is much more important than food, and the body much more important than clothes. Look at the crows. They don't sow seeds or gather a harvest. They don't have storerooms or barns. God feeds them. You are worth so much more than birds. Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it? If you can't manage these, such a small thing, why worry about the other things? Look how the wildflowers grow. They don't work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you that not even King Solomon, with all his wealth, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who clothes the wild grass. Grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burnt up in the oven. Won't he be all the more sure to clothe you. How little faith you have. So don't be all upset, always concerned about you, what you will eat and drink. For the pagans of this world are always concerned about all these things. Your Father knows that you need these things. Instead, be concerned with his kingdom, and he will provide you with these things. Amen.
You may have guessed already that the theme for the message is about the King. So now we're going to sing King of Kings, Majesty.
God of heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne, your majesty. I can but bow, I lay my all before you now. In royal arms, I don't deserve, I live to serve your majesty. Earth and heaven, eternal, faithful and true, who bought the nations, ransomed souls, brought this sinner near to your throne. All within me cries out in praise.
Now we share God's word for this Sunday, the title, Who is the Real King? Luke 12, verse 22, Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. In normal use, a kingdom means a realm ruled by a king. But in the Bible, the kingdom of God means the rule of the king, so that we are in the kingdom of God, and he is king in our lives. This means repentance, or if you like, an about turn, laying down our arms of rebellion and putting ourselves and our lives at God's disposal. As members of his kingdom, we are to submit to God and depend on his sovereign control in every part of our lives. The message of the kingdom is God's message, not ours. When Jesus sent out the 70, he gave them their message. The gospel of the kingdom is still God's message, which is entrusted to his people. If I lent you my car, I would expect you to return it intact, not with bits knocked off or added. It's the same with the message God has entrusted to us. We are not to take anything away from it or add anything to it. We are simply to be faithful in passing God's message on intact. The methods of the kingdom are to be God's methods, not ours. We see the priorities of the early Christian church. They were people profoundly conscious of their own weakness and inadequacy. They found the task ahead would be impossible without God. And so, totally dependent on God to show them his methods, they concentrated on fellowship, teaching, worship, and prayer, making sure that their relationship with the Lord and with one another was absolutely right. Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God, and what came was the church. The kingdom has all the basic principles which were found later in the church. A Christian's first priority is to seek and find the will of God. This is the way God's kingdom advances. The kingdom of God is a dynamic reality, not a static idea. It is God breaking into history to redeem and rule who will accept responsible for living under his rule. He is willing to give the kingdom to all who are willing to make a covenant with him through faith in Jesus as our Saviour and our Lord. And so, my friends, we are part of God's wonderful kingdom. What a privilege it is for us. And so I give you now, as we finish, our motto for the coming year. As part of his kingdom, we need to be reminded that Jesus said, and this is our motto, "Do not worry about your life, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness." So, my friends, let us take our part in God's kingdom. What a privilege. And all he requires for us to do is to share with others that they too might know and become part of his glorious kingdom. Amen. So may I finish by giving you the motto in the correct words. Do not worry about your life, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. God bless you all. And we're now going to sing, "Jesus is King." Thank you. Let us cherish the peace that only God can give us. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us and all those we love, both this day and forevermore. Amen.